You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is citrus? Most of the ones that you're familiar with are lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruits, tangerines, and so on. Citrus plants are evergreens, meaning that they have their leaves all year, even in the winter. They're woody plants, meaning the roots, trunks, branches are made of wood, a type of plant tissue. Citrus are probably most well known for their distinct fruit. And this is interesting. The fruit is classified as a modified berry. It has a thick rind or peel on the outside called a pericarp. P-E-R-I-C-A-R-P. The fluid-filled citrus center is made of segments called carpels, C-A-R-P-E-L-S. And you can see those carpels if you take a citrus fruit, say an orange, and cut it in half from side to side. If you cut it from top to bottom, it's harder to see the individual carpels or sections, but it's easier to pull them apart. The science of studying plants is called botany, and the scientists who study botany are called botanists. Botanists use a system for naming or classifying plants based on a system where each type of plant has two names, usually based in Latin. Think of it like a first and last name. The first name or word is the genus. The second is the species. For citrus plants, all of them. Oranges, key limes, mandarins, whatever, they have the genus name citrus.
Yummy.
It's one of those fun names where the scientific name is the same as the common name used by non-scientists. Oranges, limes, kumquats, mandarins, grapefruits, and so on all have the genus name citrus, but their species names would all be different. And as botanists have studied the genus citrus and the various species, they've learned quite a few things. Citrus are high in vitamin C. They're acidic with a type of acid called citric acid, and they have a strong smell due to oils in the rind. Here's an experiment to try and see that citrus fruits do have citric acid. Get a clear plastic soda or water bottle. Put in about 1 cup of water, and then using a funnel, pour in about 3 tablespoons of baking soda. Use a straw or chopstick to stir the mixture. Get the juice from 1 lemon, and use the funnel to pour the juice into the bottle. Get ready. Foam might immediately overflow from the bottle. So very quickly, place a balloon over the bottle. As the citric acid from the lemon juice reacts with the baking soda, it will produce carbon dioxide gas, and that's what makes the foam, and it might make the balloon inflate. Experiment a bit. Try more or less water, or more or less lemon juice, or a larger or smaller bottle. Well, we've just learned a little bit about citrus. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment. Thank you.